President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair will tackle three of the world's thorniest conflicts in their meetings today and tomorrow outside Belfast: the Middle East, Northern Ireland, and of course Iraq. With U.S. troops now inside Baghdad and British forces consolidating control of southern Iraq, Bush and Blair will focus on post-war rebuilding of the country. And news analyst Daniel Shore says they'll also need to focus on their own much-tested relationship.
With the conquest of Iraq proceeding faster than expected, Belfast provides President Bush and Prime Minister Blair with an opportunity to start tackling the problem of post-war repair of the damaged relations between America and Europe. For Blair, who stood steadfastly by Bush at great risk to his own position, this looks like payback time. This means that in the first place, the British leader wants to be in the position of being able to deliver a solid role for Europe and the United Nations in the reconstruction of Iraq. To provide that, the president would have to override some strong resistance from the Pentagon to begin with. Deputy Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, Wolfowitz of Arabia to his friends, was all over talk show television yesterday making clear that at least for an interim period, this will be basically an American show. Iraq is to be run by his viceroy, retired Lieutenant General Jay Garner, most recently a defense contractor. Secondly, Blair wants to improve his credibility with Arab countries and his own Labour Party by generating clear movement towards settlement of the Palestinian issue. President Bush has given his support to the so-called roadmap, outlining steps towards Palestinian statehood. But Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, unwilling to yield on the issue of Jewish settlements, has in effect rejected the plan. There are indications that Blair is asking Bush to lean heavily on Sharon. Lord Christopher Haskins, a Blair financial backer and close associate, has urged the Prime Minister to stand up to America if necessary by introducing a resolution in the UN Security Council obliging Israel to return to its pre-1967 borders. It is hard to believe that Blair would sponsor such a resolution, inviting an American veto and a cooling of the Anglo-American romance. But all this is an indication of how unstable relations in the international community are likely to be in the immediate post-war period. The Belfast meeting may well mark the beginning of a post-war reorganization of the international community. This is Daniel Shore.